Well, there's news about the late actress Carrie Fisher. Her autopsy revealed that she had multiple drugs in her system at the time of her death in December, including cocaine, methadone, ecstasy, opiates, and alcohol. The cause of death was listed as sleep apnea along with heart disease and drug use, although it's not clear how significant the mixture of drugs in her system was. But mixing drugs, especially combining uppers and downers, is dangerous. Joining us now via Skype to talk about that is Daryl Inaba, Clinical and Behavioral Health Services Director at Addictions Recovery Center in Medford, Oregon. Daryl Inaba, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And what are the risks of combining uppers and downers?
Well, there's a huge risk, and it's been done and led to a lot of deaths throughout history. People combine those different drugs, especially psychoactive drugs, to either boost the effects or to minimize side effects or to get unique effects. And when they do so, drugs sometimes work together in additive form, or sometimes they have synergistic, actually have greater than additive combinations. Sometimes they mask toxic effects and bad effects, and it makes somebody more likely to have an overdose.
And how often does that happen, an overdose because of the combination of an upper and a downer or multiple uppers and downers?
I think we're having this heroin or opiate epidemic with a lot of deaths, and I think a lot of them are due to a combination, but usually combination of a downer with a downer, something like a benzodiazepine, like a Klonopin or a Xanax along with the opiates. And then more recently, a lot more people are doing uppers and downers together. The old speedball that John Belushi was alleged to have died of, and growing concern, more and more people combining a stimulant like methamphetamine or cocaine with an opiate like heroin, methadone, or Oxycontin. In that combination, there's toxic effects from both those drugs that aren't realized. Some people think they antagonize or they block each other's effect, when in fact they actually augment the toxic effects of each other.
Hmm. What about prescription drugs combined with illegal drugs?
Yeah, prescription drugs are basically CNS or central nervous system acting drugs that can oftentimes have side effects and have contraindications when they're given with each other. And usually when they're prescribed, the pharmacists and the doctors are monitoring that and warn patients about it. But occasionally when a psychiatrist or doctor, especially psychiatrists, are trying to treat mental illness, they often combine a lot of different psychotropic drugs, trying to control things like depression or anxiety or even thought disorder, and in the process expose somebody to much more toxic effects of each drug.
Are you surprised that people are using so many different drugs together at the same time? I mean, when we hear about Carrie Fisher, for example, just what she had in her system at the time of her death, cocaine, methadone, ecstasy, there was Oxycontin in there, just a lot of different things at the same time. It sounds surprising to me. What about to you?
No, I think that's more common, especially as one develops chemical dependency or addiction. They often gain tolerance. They get resistant, and they're not gaining the effects that they really want out of a certain drug. So they often supplement that by adding different drugs. And in doing so, I think it's more norm that we have people who get involved with drugs who end up taking a combination of drugs.
What can be done about this? Anything?
I think more and more education, more and more awareness within the pharmaceutical industry. Physicians get in trouble when they overprescribe and they prescribe too many combinations. As we crack down and continue to monitor, and I think many states are now, if you're going to prescribe a controlled substance, they put it in a computerized data bank. And they monitor these practices and try to regulate that a lot. And that's having some success. But the untoward effect it's having is as this becomes more and more scrutinized, then the user will turn to street drugs. And we're just having a slew of very powerful synthetic opiates and synthetic stimulants, and a lot of things are just exploding right now as sort of reminds me of the whole drug explosion that happened in the 60s with street chemists making up a whole slew of new psychoactive substances.
Do you think it's harder for someone who takes multiple drugs at the same time, who mixes uppers and downers, to break their addictions?
Oh, it very much is. And it's actually dangerous because in addiction treatment, we treat the drugs that persons are addicted to, and some of the withdrawal symptoms or some of the physical addictions are very dangerous. Alcohol, for instance, the sedatives, all the sedative drugs, can actually result in withdrawal seizures and death, whereas withdrawing from opiates will result in a very bad physical flu or symptoms like a physical flu, and withdrawing from stimulants usually results in depression. So if you're treating somebody who comes in, say, for methamphetamine abuse or cocaine abuse, and you just suspect or don't realize that they're also abusing a opiate or benzodiazepine, then the person will go into withdrawal that you weren't aware of and can often lead to death if you don't have medical resources to deal with it.
That's Daryl Inaba, who is a clinical and behavioral health services director at Addictions Recovery Center in Medford, Oregon. He's also one of the original founders of the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic in San Francisco. Daryl, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Jeremy.